I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing the Echoes Podcast from PRX. Today I'm bringing you a fascinating electronic dream pop duo from the UK and the US. They are Kaleida, and they've been around since 2014 when the title track from their debut EP, Think, wound up in the John Wick movie. Now they have their third full release that tackles many themes of art, life, motherhood, and religion. It's called In Arms.
It was meant to have a double meaning, I guess. It was meant to be like holding babies in arms, but also like arming yourself for battle to keep going.
That's Christina Wood from Kaleida. I've got them coming up. Before that, though, I want to remind you to save money this week because next week is the Echoes Spring Fund Drive. You know we are a nonprofit dependent on donations and grants in addition to station fees, and there are no station fees for the podcast. So we come to you to support what you listen to. This fund drive will be new for us because we have gifts. A donation might get you a selection of CDs from our CDs of the month. You could get a complete set of recordings by Hammock or David Helpling or Steve Roach's 40th anniversary edition of Structures from Silence, a triple CD. That's all coming next week. You won't hear this on the air. We can't do that. So be sure to sign up for the Echoes newsletter at echoes.org/contact-echoes-2. That's echoes.org/contact-echoes-2. Or just go to echoes.org. That's echoes, echoes.org. Okay, let's get to some of those reasons you should support us, such as discovering an artist that will enchant you, like Kaleida. Remote collaborations are the norm these days. That's how Kaleida, a British-American duo, started, meeting each other remotely from England to Indonesia. They got in the same country for their first two recordings, but post-pandemic, they've returned, like so many of us, to remote working. But listening to them and their music, you never know they've been apart.
It's a real thing, the things I hold in me. It's a real face, the peace and I. When the rain bends, it takes me to nowhere. When the wind grows and the beetles cry.
I'm speaking to Kaleida on the Riverside app. Cicely Golder is in London, where she lives, and Christina Wood is in West Palm Beach, where she lives. Both are in their early 40s, but look like they could still be in college. Cicely has long brown hair and is wearing a black sweater, while Christina has long blonde hair and is also wearing black. They both look more down-home than their stylized press photos. The duo released their debut album in 2017 and were getting ready to tour their second album in 2020 when the pandemic struck.
I've had coronavirus so many times. I was joking with my husband that this is the first year that we haven't had it in February. We seem to get it every February. I think it was difficult because we had this album ready to go and a tour ready to go, and we did maybe one rehearsal and then everyone was getting a little bit nervous, and then I was like, no, you'll be fine, come over. We had one rehearsal day and then they were about to shut the borders. So it was really disruptive and tour cancelled and just felt really demoralising, I guess.
But they've come out the other side of it with a new album and two new babies.
We both had a baby during COVID, basically. Yeah, during COVID. So that was good timing in a sense because, you know, you're kind of in lockdown anyway. So
we're here to talk about their new album, In Arms, but the babies are part of it. Christina.
It was meant to have a double meaning, I guess. It was meant to be like holding babies in arms, but also like arming yourself for battle to keep going.
The duo met via email in 2013. Christina was working as an environmental consultant in the Indonesian forest, and Cicely had been composing for film productions in London.
Christina sent me some demos and I completely in awe of her voice. Also the way they were very kind of scratch recordings in your computer, weren't they? But it had this lovely, amazing haunting quality. And I just instantly was thinking, my imagination kind of started to get going about ideas of what would work with it and things, and it was just felt very inspiring.
For her part, Cicely was looking for a way out of film scoring and the more classical world she inhabited after studying at the Royal College of Music.
Yeah, I don't know, I slightly felt a bit like an imposter in the classical world. I never kind of felt... there's so much emphasis on sort of perfection, and if you don't compose music in a particular style, namely atonal, then you're not deemed kind of...
modern.
Yeah, exactly. And I love melody. I love melody and I love harmony.
She was saved by electronic music.
I came to Sequencer quite late, you know, not much before I met Christina. And then it was in that I just loved it. I just loved how free it was and just pretty much do anything. And I got obsessed with sampling things and making field recordings all the time when I had loads of time. I'd go and just record loads of different sounds and try to make drum beats and things. And the track Think is largely made from samples. Found sounds and, you know, just free sounds you get off the internet. It just felt creatively limitless in a way that the classical world feels very hemmed in.
One of the first songs was Think, and it gained some notoriety when it was used in the John Wick movie soundtrack in 2014. Collider sound has evolved considerably since then with more complex and deeper arrangements, and the lyrics have evolved as well, taking on more personal themes. One that seems to run through In Arms is freedom.
Freedom? I don't know, I was not explicitly thinking about that. But yeah, I think that's maybe what we're always striving for. If you're creative, you have the freedom to make your own reality in your head, and I don't know, you can be free in your mind and transcend your worries and I don't know, you know, heal yourself. Yeah, what do you think, Cicely?
Yeah, that's not actually what I it's not something I noticed particularly in that sense, but I'm really glad that that's a kind of thread in there. I definitely feel like it's more confident, that's the word I kind of feel, and I think the In Arms is, yeah, the arming yourself, feeling like battle ready to take up arms, you know, take up your music, pick it up, keep going, and put it out there, I think.
Okay, let me throw some lyrics at you. So even as I'm saying this, I'm realizing, yeah, there could be another interpretation to the song. Endless youth. The endless youth don't grieve, even her body aches just to be free.
Yeah, I think that was talking about our nostalgia for youth when you felt less burdened by responsibilities and maybe a bit healthier. I don't know. And hormones weren't... different kinds of hormones, I think, in your youth. And also, you know, sexual freedom and, yeah.
Yeah, freedom of the soul.
Yeah.
Oh, Many of their songs have conflicted religious overtones, like Seagull Nun. It's actually the first tune that Christina Wood sent to Cicely Golder, but it only turns up for the first time on In Arms. It's a driving track with an early Cure-style bass line and threatening drums. Christina intones lines like, "I've been pushing the rock up the hill, he grinds me down like grist in the mill, and when he is here with me, I drink the drugged wine."
Yeah, I think that is a direct biblical quote, though. Maybe people don't know that. I don't know. The lyrics, anyway, I was thinking about, what do you call it? Soul. Not soul, but
what's the genre? Deep South, like...
Rhythm and Blues?
Yeah, Rhythm and Blues. Geechee Wiley, and she had a track that's called The Last Kind Words, and it's all about dying and crossing the river and seeing you from the other side, and the cornmeal that her father's bringing her as a ghost from fields of World War II, and it's very, like, spooky.
If I die, in the German wall, I want to send my body, send it to my mother now.
And it was this unrequited love thing, with, like, the ghost of the lover, and yeah.
I thought it was about your ex-boyfriend. I always thought that.
Yeah, definitely. So it was like this unrequited anguish, you know, about a lost love.
A certain desperation to some songs, and Cicely's arrangements often enhance that mood with spare, ominous keyboards sent into reverb space. The final song, Don't Turn Me Out, sounds like someone in the throes of losing it all.
Oh, that was just another breakup song. But I think it's more about, like, just general feelings of rejection, you know, which we all relate to and have experienced, and like childhood rejection. It's something like that. It's deeper than just a breakup.
Yeah, it's deeper than your current experience, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Do you not have that?
Everybody has
like
that.
Like a sense of like being loved or knowing how to love yourself. Or I think it's
very deep.
Yeah, it's like an inner self-love conundrum. We all need connection, you know, and we all need to feel acceptance and unconditional love, I guess. Yeah. I think we were trying to make a lullaby, if I recall.
Oh, I see.
The demo was called Lullaby, yeah.
Oh, the lullaby, yes, of course, yeah.
I think you overshot the lullaby part.
Yeah, it's not a lullaby.
It has to go dark.
It morphed into a dark monster. Yeah, exactly. It has to be dark.
The songs can be dark, but the feeling from Cicely Golder and Christina Wood is one of affirmation and moving forward to summit the mountain of their lives and careers. It's music to untether the spirit and let it fly. Cicely.
Yeah, and freedom of the soul. Freedom of the soul. I think that's where music does allow you to kind of enter that space where, you know, you're more than just the physical. You kind of feel that freedom. Yeah.
So
Collider almost called it quits when the pandemic fell and short-circuited their careers, but they have rewired, literally and figuratively, to release their new album, In Arms. I will have a link to Collider's latest album, In Arms, that will be in the posting for this podcast. I'll also have a playlist for all the music you just heard in this feature. Just look for it at echoes.org. I'm John DiLiberto. Thanks for being with me as we enjoyed Collider. We're taking a break next week as we attend the Big Ears Festival, but we'll be back with more great interviews. Don't forget to support us during our spring fund drive. Go to echoes.org and hit the support tab next week. That's at echoes.org. This has been the Echoes Podcast from PRX. See you in a bit, tonight on the radio somewhere in the country, or at Echoes Online right now, or whenever you want.